You're listening to the Move to Millions Minute on the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnell Jervy Harmon. This Move to Millions Minute is powered by Take Your First Trade, The Challenge with Terry Igioma. I am so excited to be one of the speakers for this powerful 5-day challenge. You already know that I'm all about learning how to make your millions move, and learning how to trade in the stock market is one of the most important steps. I want you to join me for this powerful challenge so that by the end, you are ready to build your own stock portfolio, which will be essential in building your financial legacy. Go grab your seat right now at tradeandtravel.com/Dr. Darnell. I am excited to be back with you for another powerful Move to Millions Minute. I love coming to you midweek with a quick dose of inspiration and empowerment to continue moving your life and business forward. I love giving you these powerful affirmations. And this week, I'm off the cuff. Normally, these affirmations come to you from our Move to Millions affirmation card deck. But this week, I'm just really going to let you know what's sitting in my spirit. As you likely know, last week, we held the Make Millions Move Summit, and it was amazing. If you were not there, or you registered and you didn't show up live and you didn't register for VIP to get the replays, I am so sorry. It was my Mac Daddy vibe. The way that I was able to convey the concepts and help the participants, over 500 people registered, learn how to make the poignant, powerful shifts internally and externally that will lead to them making more millions of dollars in their business. And what's really important that I want to share with you today in this Move to Millions Minute is recognizing that one of the key learnings that you are going to have to infiltrate in your system, if you want to make millions move, if you want to make more money doing what you love, if you want to have a business that serves you financially and spiritually, is changing the way you see yourself. Identity is a big culprit for so many of the issues that we experience inside of our life. And so today I want you to affirm with me, I see myself the way God sees me, and that is the key to my life and business success. Let me say that one more time for the people in the back. I see myself the way God sees me, and that is the key to my life and business success. When things really began to change for me all those years ago, if you remember my story, I started this business in 2007 after finishing my second pink Cadillac. And the first 2 years, I struggled massively, ended up running out of money, filing bankruptcy, and going back to work. I worked that job for 2 years before I came back into entrepreneurship full time. During that time, when I was rebuilding myself and my self-esteem, because I remember walking out of my good job in 2004, like I could do no wrong. Like there was no way I wasn't going to succeed. And so I really didn't see those early failures coming. I know today that failure is feedback, but a big part of my ability to bounce back was to shift the way that I saw myself. I think often based on how we are raised and what family we come into when we come into the earth realm, our identity is often put into question. And if on top of that, you are raised religiously in church, that's a whole nother can of beans. Now, I know Genesis 1 and 26 says that we were created in God's image and likeness, which means that our identity is sound, it is solid, it is one of abundance, and it is one of authority and birthright. Yet many of us don't really see ourselves that way. And then we become entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs who struggle with imposter syndrome, entrepreneurs who question whether or not they could really charge the rates that they know they need to charge just to be able to have a business that meets their basic needs. All of this hinges from not understanding who you are and whose you are. Some of my favorite quotes in the Bible that really speak to identity are Jeremiah 1:5. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, God knew you and approved you. And if that doesn't give you the confidence, the courage, and the competence to rock your identity in a way that allows you to see yourself the way that God has always seen you, then I've got more scriptures for you. I think about Ephesians 3:20, that you will do exceeding and abundant above all you could ever ask of, think, or imagine, according to the power that is at work within you. That power that is at work within you. That power that is at work within you was placed there before you were formed in your mother's womb. That power that is at work within you is based on you being created in God's image and likeness. Seeing yourself the way that God has always seen you. And if you question how God has always seen you, my favorite book in the Bible is Ephesians. And I want you to start at verse 1. I know I just quoted you 3:20, but I want you to start at verse 1. And I want you to write down every adjective that God uses to express the love he feels for your creation. And I want you to take your time and go stand in a mirror and recite those powerful adjectives over yourself. It's going to be uncomfortable at first, but eventually you'll start to seep into that thing. And I want you to say it every day until you start to see what it is that you're speaking over yourself, because that is evidence that it is coming into your life experience. So today, I want you to affirm with me, I see myself the way God sees me, and that is the key to my life and business success. I already know that if you keep focusing on seeing yourself the way that God sees you, not only will your business prosper, but your soul will prosper. The way that you'll move throughout this planet will prosper because you'll be very clear of who you are and whose you are. Let me give you some quick journal prompts for you this week. When I really look at who God calls me to be, number two, every time I look in the mirror and I affirm who I know that I am, I feel. And when I see myself the way God sees me, I will. Take a few minutes today to finalize your move this week and fixating on these three journal prompts. Allow them to guide you into an amazing time spent in celebration of who you are and whose you are. And remember that when you see yourself the way God has always seen you, it is then that you are defining and unleashing the version of yourself that will make millions move. I'll see you next time. Take care. Do you want to learn how to invest in the stock market? Join Take Your First Trade Live with Terry E.G. Onwa and 5 powerful speakers, including yours truly. If you have been overwhelmed at the thought or procrastinating, and you know you want to diversify how you build wealth for your future generations, it's time to take your very first trade. Join us now at tradeandtravel.com/Dr. Darn Yell. Thank you for listening to the Move to Millions Minute on the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnell Jervey-Harmon. If you enjoyed this quick episode, do yourself a favor. Subscribe, rate, and review so that you never miss a minute of anything that we have for you on your own Move to Millions. And until we meet again, remember, millions are your birthright, and to access them, you need only move.